look at the alternative. If you don't commit to Kanai, what's the price you'll pay? If you don't commit to constant, never-ending improvement, there's only one direction you can go, and that's downhill. You're either climbing or you're sliding. You're growing or you're dying. There's no in between. And think about it. How do you feel about yourself if you don't feel like you're growing, if you don't feel like you're improving? You'll never have that deep sense of satisfaction that we all deserve and so few ever experience. What's the impact of living this discipline of Kanai in the business environment? Quite honestly, this is what triggered me the most in this area. For years, my life's purpose has been to be a powerful, loving, and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life brings when we commit ourselves to constantly increasing the quality of our lives and all those around us. That passion, that mission, has driven me to constantly search for answers. And as I've come up with those answers, I shared them with other people through books and tapes and seminars and conversations. And now I've begun to develop companies. All of them are based upon how can we increase the quality of life for people everywhere by sharing with them key strategies and distinctions. But I noticed something about businesses, and that is once you put things together and you start moving, they don't seem to stay at the same quality. You got to somehow always be improving your systems and your people and what you're doing. And as a result of that, I've made it a major focus to study management principles. And you know what? I felt pretty strong about the body of knowledge and skill I had in this area.